One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Welcome to the NBA Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
I like that idea.
Hello, and welcome to the Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show. I'm David Ford here with Mo DeKeel for your Wednesday night update. Coming up, Pascal dropped 50. The Cavs hold off the Bucks, and the Bulls win at the buzzer. Before we start, don't forget you can get this podcast without ads by subscribing at theathletic.com/NBA show. Pascal Siakam scored a career-high 52 points, and the Raptors ended the Knicks' 8-game winning streak, 113-106. Mo, the Raptors are not what we would call a good team. Neither are the Knicks. Pascal Siakam is a very good player, though.
Well, I think you also bury the lead. They also stopped their losing streak. How many games were the Raptors had lost in a row at that point? I think we're at like six. I don't know. Sorry, I didn't do my homework there, folks, on just that number. But Pascal was amazing. And the most important, most impressive part about it, Dave, was just how aggressive he was. And you can tell by that because he got to the line. Let me pull up the exact number because this one I can get for you right away, Dave. Got to the line 18 times. That says a lot right there. Also, the Knicks, for the love of God, stop fouling. Whole other story. But his aggressiveness is what led to a lot of that and really kind of helped to push the Raptors over the line on this one.
And he basically did everything for him, Mo. 52 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. Can Pascal Siakam get some help? Like, maybe just running some offense? Now, they scored a lot in transition, which when you've got a team built like this, that's great. But, man, nothing came easy. You mentioned him getting to the line. He basically sealed the deal with an and-one layup at the end of the game. He was on fire.
He was on fire. I thought Fred VanVleet was pretty good, although his percentage, shooting percentage-wise, wasn't big, but came up with some big buckets for all of those things, and I think that's kind of the important thing. But here's the impress. This is where they won the game. They had only 5 turnovers as a team. The Knicks, 17. They got 18 more shots than the Knicks in this game and got to the line 4 more times. That's the ball game right there. You get that many more opportunities, you better win the game.
I asked you this during the game, Mo, but I'm going to ask you here. Look, they did not shoot the ball well. They just don't shoot the ball well. They were 9 of 34 from 3 in this game. Why don't the Knicks just play zone for the entirety of this game? I'm frustrated here because, you know, you watch Pascal Siakam just carving up the Knicks defense, getting to the basket, and if they had zoned up, it wouldn't have been possible.
Yeah, I mean, just to your point, the Raptors went 9 of 34 from 3 tonight. It was zone up, make it easier, crowd the paint. I think there's an element of just this team isn't quite built to play zone. You think they would be, but I just think they generally don't, and they're kind of a little hesitant in that regard, and that might be a Tibbs thing. That might just be the lineup that he runs, but they should, but they didn't.
And, you know, for the Knicks, great game from R.J. Barrett. Another great game from Julius Randle. 30 points, 13 rebounds. His aggressiveness on the glass, I thought, kept them in this game, especially late. But Jalen Brunson held to 7 points in this game, 3 of 14 from the field. That length of the Raptors was really bothering him.
Yeah, and that's where that stuff comes in, right? That's who they attack when they bring their length in. Not so much the big guys as much as it is the guards. And, you know, to your point, he had 5 turnovers in this game. Now, granted, he had 12 assists, but 5 turnovers is too many for Jalen Brunson. You need him to kind of at least have closer to just 3 or 2 at most. And I think that was the problem there for them. And, I mean, kudos for the Knicks. They fought. They made this a game. They kept coming in real close and then couldn't seal the deal. R.J. Barrett made a big dunk to take the lead 102-101. And then the Raptors just went on a run right there, and I think that kind of just sealed it for them. But this is a promising thing for the Knicks. Streak got snapped, sucks, move on to the next one. But this has been a good run for them. They got to keep the vibes going there. They lost a close one. Pick your head up and get moving.
In Cleveland, Giannis scored 45 points, his season high, but it was not enough, Mo. The Cavaliers beat the Bucks 114-106 thanks to Donovan Mitchell's 36 points. Darius Garland had 23. Jared Allen had 19. This Cavs team is legit, and they seem perfectly positioned to be able to defend the Bucks, Mo.
Yeah, when we talk about the East, we really just talk about the Bucks and the Celtics. We need to start making room for the Cavs. They're a game behind those two teams, and I think the important thing everybody needs to understand is they've beaten both of these teams, feels like, pretty regularly at this point. And when you talk about being designed to take on the Giannis, look, Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, they didn't score a bunch. They're big. They can defend. They're solid right there. And I think you're getting your scoring punch from Mitchell, from Garland, and other guys are contributing there. I think they just kind of match up just nicely, Dave, for everything that they have.
Yeah, the Cavs got out to a great start. They had a 15-0 run in the first quarter. Tonight was a night of just epic first quarters. The Nets scored 48 in the first quarter against the Warriors.
They scored 91 and a half. That's a different
everyone came out of the gate hot tonight, and Donovan Mitchell was pretty incredible. And, you know, we knew this was a big pickup when they got him. We were curious how it would work with two small guards in the front court there, or excuse me, in the back court there. But when you've got Mobley and Allen, I just don't think it matters if your guards can play defense.
Yeah, and I think, you know, they really made it hard, especially on Brook Lopez tonight. I think he kind of struggled a little bit playing. He's normally one end of the Twin Towers. This time he was going against the other Twin Towers, and I think that kind of made it a bit difficult for him on that end of the defensive end of the court, dealing with those guys and getting kind of pulled out of position a lot. So, I mean, this is a good team, Dave. This is a really good team. Like, I think we kind of maybe slept on how good they could be, but they're looking impressive. You even have Donovan Mitchell playing defense. All of this is looking good for the Cavs right now.
Yeah, the Cavs had a big lead, and you know, the Bucks, they did. I'm not going to call it a fake comeback because it got close. You know, they got the lead down to within five, and then the Cavs just sort of held on and sealed the deal. And Mo, I couldn't help but think, you know, a couple months from now, playoffs, this series here, I think we saw some shades of how Cleveland can actually beat the Bucks in a 7-game series.
I mean, I think there's some of that. I think we also have to be a little bit, let's kind of pump the brakes. No Chris Middleton tonight for the Bucks, and still kind of working his way back from injury and things like that. But I am worried about the start from the Bucks. I mean, it wasn't that long ago they got completely crushed by the Memphis Grizzlies from the start of that game. And then in this game, only 42 points in the first half. That's a problem right there. 20 points just in the first quarter alone. Like, I'm beginning to get worried about their starts to games at this point. And this is something I think they need to start locking in and getting better. I mean, they gave up 35 points in the first quarter.
I'm Trey Wingo. And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more. Ayo Dosunmu banked in a putback as time expired, and Mo, I wasn't sure if he got it off. He got it off at 0.1 to win the game in Atlanta for the Bulls, 110-108. DeMar DeRozan had 28. Zach LaVine had 22 points. Nikola Vucevic had 20. Trae Young had 34 for Atlanta. But down the stretch, they were going back and forth. They were trading buckets. Trae Young ties the game with a lob. This was a breakneck pace to finish the game.
This was a make or miss game in the end. You know, like, remember when we did, you and I did the Portland-Denver game a while back where both teams were making them. Fortunately, the Hawks just weren't making enough shots at one point. And it just down the stretch was all make or miss opportunities. And that was a nice setup from Trae Young to have the confidence to throw that lob up for that. And then on the other end of the court, I mean, DeSumo with just a big tip in. Bogdanović misses the box out. And you just can't have that in the final second of a game.
Yeah. And kind of a funny scene. John Collins got caught underneath the Bulls as they did their dog pile celebration, and you know, his teammates were in there trying to dig him out of the pile, and it was funny. But the Bulls, I think they kind of rolled off when they realized he was under there. John Collins on the trade block. I think the Bulls just incorporated him into that team.
Were they just trying to, like, you know, just sort of kind of like embody him in some way, and just he was going to come out in a Bulls jersey after that? That's I'm sorry, it was just a bad joke. I went nowhere, Dave.
Oklahoma City, the Thunder beat the Blazers 101-98 thanks to 27 from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And Mo, look, this came down to Damian Lillard getting a shot to win the game, and I just can't believe he missed.
I got four letters for you. D-O-R-T. Dort. Lou Dort was all over him. Normally, I feel confident about Dame when he has the ball in his the final possession, and you think, like, okay, he's going to make it. He was just hounded by Dort. When he went to the step back, Dort was right there and ready for him on that. Like, you know, we're so used to Dame hitting these shots. When he was shooting this one, I would have been stunned if this one went in, Dave, because that you couldn't play better defense than that, and that was an impressive performance. Impressive, just defensive stand from Lou Dort.
The Mavs beat the Timberwolves 104-99 thanks to 25, 10 assists, and 9 rebounds from Luka Doncic. But really, the story of this game, Mo, is that down the stretch, the Mavericks started hitting their threes. Reggie Bullock was 0-for-5, but stuck his last two threes to close out the Timberwolves. And Mo, look, this is the story of the Mavericks. When Luka does everything, and the guys make shots, they can win games. But when they miss shots, in this game, they were 13 of 39 from three, so 33%. They did not have a great night shooting the basketball. But when they needed to hit those shots, they did. And it's amazing how much better they look when they just hit the open ones.
Yeah, and I think that's the more impressive thing. Of their 13 threes that they made tonight, 6 of them were in the fourth quarter alone. I mean, that's kind of the deal with them. If they're going to, when those guys are going to make shots, they're probably going to win games. And I know I'm not breaking news or anything, but what I'm saying in that sense is just Luka creates everything for them. He needs these guys to knock down these opportunities when they get them. And Bullock coming through down the stretch was big for them. I mean, they need him to get going. He's been slowed out of the gate. He's been struggling a little bit. They need him to find his rhythm. They need to get those other guys going. But I mean, Dave, like, just the Mavs frustrate me. We've seen them do this over and over again. We know how the story ends at the end of the year. They got to do something.
I think it's time to switch it up and maybe even switch up the style of play. I mean, you know, I was watching them with Rudy Gobert on the other side, and I was thinking, wow, Rudy Gobert actually would have been a guy that might work with Luka as a pick and roll partner, but also help the defense, make it so it's not such a heavy lift for these guys on every single possession. In Brooklyn, the Nets really did smoke the Warriors. They had 91 first half points. They finished the game 143-113. Of course, no Stephen Curry for the Warriors, so this is kind of what we expect. Jordan Poole was negative 31 in this game in 26 minutes. But the key story here, number one, Brooklyn playing really good basketball right now, but they smoked a bad team. That's what decent teams are supposed to do. But James Wiseman, 30 points in this game, Mo, 12 of 14 from the field. Not too shabby for the G League guy.
I'm gonna poo-poo this for a second there, Dave. 30 points, minus 12 in the plus-minus box score. Just saying. This is just like I'm just saying. Like, you know, okay, you know, hey. A lot of that was in garbage time. I'm not, you know, I know he started the game 7-for-7 and everything, but man. If you need to hold on to something as a Warriors fan, that's something you're going to point to. But this one hurts. And the stuff that really kills you is Jordan Poole going 1-for-11 from three. This is the guy you put a whole lot of cash into. Everybody was fired up with them. And now this is the result after he gets paid. Like, this is painful.
Yeah, it's not very good. And we got to get James Wiseman some help. I think that's the big takeaway from this game. That's going to do it for today's show, folks. Thank you guys for listening. Mo, let's get out of here.
Ding, ding.